Okay, so I'm joined here today by 2007 NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Rookie of the Year and newest Camping World Truck Series owner, Mr. Willie Allen. Willie, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm not doing too bad. It's really a privilege to get to talk to you. Thank you for taking the time and talking with me here today.
You bet.
So first and foremost, kind of a new team, you guys with Rackley War. Could you talk a little bit about how that deal came together?
I'm partnered up with Curtis Sutton of Rackley Roofing, and we had a driver development late model super late model team called War Development. That's kind of where the names come from, and have a suspension business called War Shocks. But Curtis and I, we've known each other both in the Nashville area and been at several of the same races together, and just kind of seen each other around the racetrack a little bit. And then last year, towards the end of the year, we had a girl named Brittany Zamora that drove for us in the All-American 400 in Nashville, and Curtis actually sponsored that race for her. So then we just got to talking and kind of hit it off and was there at the track all weekend, and he's like, what do you think about owning a truck team? You know, I'm like, well, it's always been a dream and a goal of mine. And so we just kind of one thing led to another. And, man, here we are. It's kind of crazy how everything happened so fast, you know.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, like this with being a relatively new team, what's sort of the infrastructure like over there at the headquarters? Y'all have like y'all shop and everything and y'all are working towards that?
As far as which part now?
Like, so what's kind of like with your team, y'all have like the shop and everything and like y'all have sort of an infrastructure going like with, or like, where do y'all, how does it work with like getting motors and everything? Is it kind of new?
So we're still in our same shop that we had our late model, super late model team in, and we got the trucks here and the late models, and pretty crowded, so we got, you know, that here and War Shocks, and we have a chassis dyno business that also works good with the truck team. But what helped us kind of get kicked off and accelerate our learning curve is we're in an alliance with GMS and Mike Beam over there. He's been just tons of help, and we do all our hard fabrication there. They hang our bodies and build the chassis and all that stuff, and give us tech support and engineering support. We have a Mittler pull-down rig here and stuff. We do all the final setup, but definitely rely on them, you know, for all the information. Chad Kendrick, you know, he's been around for a long time, a successful crew chief. He's a crew chief on the 25, and, you know, with his knowledge and working with him, it's definitely, you know, like I said, accelerated our learning curve for sure.
Yeah, and that's great to see that you got a lot of people kind of helping out. Like, I wanted to kind of ask about your time in the truck series back then and now. Would you say it's a lot different than it was, or is it kind of the same like back then to when you were running?
It's really, you know, a lot the same, honestly. I mean, everything is more technical. Technology is something that, you know, keeps growing and evolving, and so, you know, you can't ever take that away. So you know, just everything's probably more precise with the pull down stuff, and the pigtail springs is more of a science project. But overall, I mean, still the same tech procedures and the same, you know, with you can hang your own bodies. It's not a common composite body, still a metal body, and the chassis, you can build your own chassis stuff, which helps, I think, for us, you know. So all that's the same, but, you know, it's like anything else. Everything gets more competitive, you know, with technology.
Yeah, for sure. I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about these races now with the omission of practice and qualifying. Has that really kind of, like, how has that been sort of being a new team and coming into, like, that? I'd imagine that was definitely something to get used to, for sure.
For sure, that's definitely been tough this year, you know, being a new team. You know, we get great notes from GMS, but it's still, you know, if they pull theirs down on their pull-down rig, we pull ours down on our pull-down rig, there's still a variance of a – I mean, in Mittler, they have got it down on the pull-downs, but, I mean, you're talking – you could be 20,000-30,000 difference here or there, and, I mean, and nowadays that's actually – I mean, it's a ton, you know, with, especially with the pigtail stuff and how sensitive all that is. So that – just learning kind of where you know, where we're at compared to them and all that's been tough. So I'm like, oh, I can't wait till we get to practice. But we've had some, like the last of Charlotte, we actually crashed in practice on the second lap. So that stunk, you know, a time that we had a chance to actually get some good notes and build on our setup. We actually didn't get to take advantage of it at all. But saying that, you know, Nashville's coming up next week, and we're going to be running two trucks there, and we'll get some practice. So definitely excited about that.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of have two questions. One, for some people that are a little bit newer to NASCAR and all that, could you kind of explain what a pull down rig does? Like what exactly you have a pull down rig for? And I guess my second question, you mentioned running two trucks at Nashville with William Byron in a couple of weeks. Is that part of the plans for Rackley War to expand to a two truck team at some point?
So I'll answer the pull down question first. The pull down just simulates the truck as it's going through the turn. It puts a heavy load on the tires to simulate the force of it going through the turn at 180, 190 miles an hour. So you can set all your dynamic state, which is your traveled into the track, and adjust your front end height and cameras and all that to get that dialed in best you can. And then as far as, yeah, we definitely are looking at expanding to a second team. Our 5-year goal is to have three teams, but hopefully soon we'll have a full-time second team.
Wow, that's really pretty cool to kind of get a peek behind the curtain there and know what the future is kind of holds for this new team. I know you'll have Josh Berry in the 25 truck at next, starting this week at Texas. With everything going on and Josh running these three races, do you think at some point this could be something that becomes a little bit more permanent throughout the year if Josh runs well in these races?
You know, I definitely think, I mean, the first and foremost, we want Josh to, I wish he was running, you know, in the Cup Series every weekend because he's a great friend and known him for a long time. But, you know, we're going to take these three races and kind of go from there. But, yeah, definitely hope it works out where, you know, we can work together and continue building this program. As you know, everything changes so fast in this industry. I mean, who knows what could happen, you know, next weekend. But, you know, that's kind of the plan and kind of see what all is going on with him and then kind of evaluate the fall. But I think anytime you can have Josh behind the wheel, he knows how to get it done. He's very hungry and, you know, a great dude.
Yeah, it's really good to see a lot of these guys that thrived and pro and super late models kind of get their chance, because there's some really good drivers. Like, you have the Bubba Pollards of the world, or, you know, you have your Augie Grills. There's a lot of them that if they got a chance, I think they would be, like, really good.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's, you know, you always say the best drivers still probably some, you know, short track in America that'll never, ever get the chance, you know, but that's part of it. But hopefully, you know, it's great. Definitely great seeing, you know, Josh and some of these guys that come from, you know, a lower budget upbringing and kind of made it themselves get a chance. You know, it's that's how it's meant to be. And not taking away from anyone else, there's a lot of great drivers that, you know, that have, you know, families that can support them, and, you know, you can't take it away from them either. They work their butts off and do a good job as well. But to see both sides of the spectrum is really, really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned your super late model and pro late model team as well. With you developing that, could it be a possibility that one of these younger drivers in the late model series potentially could move up and run sort of one of those trucks at Rackley War? Could that be like a pipeline for you guys?
Oh yeah, 1,000%. That's our plan for sure. Is to take the drivers that we have in the pro and super late models and develop them and get a feel for them and work with them, you know, and then already have the relationship and move them up to the trucks. You know, I think that's a great plan and good fit and works out really well. It's I definitely, you know, starting this, a lot of people was asking, are you going to still do the pro and super? But as long as our doors are open, we're going to continue the late model deals. That's you know, that's our baby for sure.
People are like, a lot of people that watch like NASCAR and are big fans of NASCAR, they would really love super and pro late models, because those cars are so much fun to watch. And you know, the sounds that they make around Five Flags and all those tracks like that, it's really incredible. And it's good to see you guys still running that super and pro late model, because those cars are so much fun to watch, you know?
Oh, big time. And they're the super late models, man. And they're a handful. They're hard to drive. It takes a lot of skill to make the car last. You know, you got a lot of tire wear at Nashville and Pensacola and those places. So, I mean, you got some talented guys that can wheel those things, and man, if you can do that stuff, you know, you can continue moving up through the ranks.
Yeah, for sure. What would you say is your favorite super late model track or short track in the country?
Oh man, that's a tough question. Being here in Nashville, it's hard to go against Nashville. I like Nashville Indy, and then I like Kern County out west. You know, I've spent a lot of time out there. It's really fast. It's a lot of grip, and kind of like it drives more like a bigger track, but it's a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
But the same, it's hard to go against Nashville. It's my absolute favorite, just because it's got a lot of speed, and then a lot of good racing. You can move around to find grip late in a run.
Yeah, you mentioned Nashville, the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. That track has been in the news a lot lately, considering the possibility of renovation and having cup cars and the big three there. Would you personally like to see like the trucks and Xfinity and cup cars go back to the fairgrounds?
Oh yeah, 1,000%. That's what we all thought that was going to happen at first. You know, hearing the NASCAR was coming back to Nashville, we thought it was going to be the fairgrounds. But man, how cool would it be if you could get a race at both tracks, you know, 1 year.
Yeah.
I think that would be super cool. But, you know, I think it would be freaking awesome racing, you know, if you get the trucks and Xfinity cars there and even Cup. Man, it's such a great track, you know.
Yeah, that seems like a perfect track for, like, those truck series, because, you know, they're a lot faster than the Cup cars, and, you know, they seem more for the short tracks more than anything. It would be really cool to see a lot of these young guys, like, your Carson Hocevars and you know, all those guys run where they cut their teeth on, you know. And I think it would be cool to have Nashville Super Speedway on maybe a Sunday and then have the fairgrounds on a Saturday. I think that would be awesome.
That would be cool. Oh yeah, yeah, that would be sweet.
Yeah. So overall, it's really been awesome getting to talk to you. You've kind of provided a lot of really good behind-the-scenes knowledge about running a truck series team and everything. To kind of wrap it up, I usually kind of have, like, a question that has nothing to do with anything. So on this last question, I'm sure you've been on a lot of airplanes. You're probably a well-traveled guy. What's your opinion on people who, like, recline their seat back? What do you think of those? I think they're the worst people in the world.
So I'm okay with it, but if I'm taking a nap, like I travel a lot of red eyes a lot from California back here, and the worst is if I'm asleep and somebody just grabs the recline button and slams it back without even looking and busts you in the head. I've had that happen several times. So I'm okay with the reclining, but just to check and make sure no one's laid down behind you and you're going to slam them in the head.
Yeah, for me personally, like, they take a lot of leg space, and you know, if I have to be cramped in the airplane, I think everybody should have to be cramped. So that's the way I see it. But it's really been awesome. You'll be at a Texas Motor Speedway this weekend with the 25 truck, I'd imagine, right? Y'all will all be there.
Yep. So yes, sir.
That'll be great. I'm going up there as well for the Xfinity and the Cup race. It's actually on my birthday, so I'm really looking forward to it. So, but
heck yeah,
yes.
Well, happy early birthday.
Thank you, sir. I'd imagine this race at Texas is going to be similar in the trucks, but like with the All-Star race and they're being limited horsepower, I don't know what they're going to get out of that one.
I think it's going to be a wild weekend for sure. I think trucks, Xfinity, everything is going to be, you know, Texas is such a fast place. And, you know, with the trucks, punching such a big hole, I think it'll be a tight, packed race with the group it's got, but I'm definitely anxious to get down there and hopefully can have a solid run for sure.
Yeah. Do you think the PJ1 will kind of play a factor like it did at Charlotte?
That's such an unknown variable. I think it'll play a factor, you know. Hopefully it's a good one and not a bad one, you know. So hopefully that's it's a good factor and just makes more side-by-side racing. I think it can have some good value. Just kind of, it's just, I don't know. It's a whole other science in itself, you know.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Allen, thank you so much for taking the time. It's been awesome talking to you, and I look forward to everyone kind of hearing this and learning a little bit about the truck series.
You bet.
So,
thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hopefully I'll see you at the track. So.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, come on, see us. Take care.
All right, have a good one.
All right, thanks, you too. Bye.
No problem, bye.